China today sharply criticized President Bush's position on Taiwan, accusing him of heading down a dangerous road and violating commitments Washington has made to Beijing. A foreign ministry spokeswoman said recent action and statements by the president undermine peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait and will further damage U.S.-Chinese relations. In a series of interviews yesterday, President Bush said the United States would do whatever it took to defend Taiwan against an attack from the mainland. But he restated America's one-China policy and suggested it would be a mistake for Taiwan to declare its independence from China. Reporter Anthony Kuhn is in Beijing. What was the tone of the foreign ministry spokeswoman's statements?
The foreign ministry made it clear that they thought that Bush's remarks were an error. At the same time, they wouldn't comment in detail on the remarks. The spokeswoman said that the remarks were dangerous and that they would heighten tensions between China and Taiwan, and she said that the U.S. was the main reason that the situation between China and Taiwan was so tense. But I think in general, the tone of the remarks was no stronger than yesterday when the Chinese foreign ministry called in U.S. Ambassador Joseph Preer to lodge a protest over the decision to sell the arms to Taiwan.
Does China see this as a reversal of U.S. Policy on Taiwan?
I think it sees a reversal of policy in the arms sales more than it does in Bush's remarks. The reason that China's remarks may seem a little bit restrained at the moment is because it uses a very different lexicon than the U.S. on this. I think U.S. observers of Bush's policy may look at his remarks and say he's gone back on the U.S. policy of strategic ambiguity. And by that they mean a policy whereby the U.S. is not clear whether or will it will or will not defend Taiwan if China attacks it. The aim of strategic ambiguity, of course, is to maintain peace in the Strait so that Taiwan doesn't think it has the U.S. backing to declare independence and China believes that it will have to go up against U.S. force if it wants to attack. In other words, the goal is peace, whether there's a maintenance of the status quo or whether there's reunification. But what China wants is reunification, whether it's by peaceful means or by violence. So there's a difference in language there.
Was there any reaction to later attempts by President Bush to soften his pledge to defend Taiwan?
To the Chinese perspective, I think they must appear certainly very contradictory. On the one hand, he says he's going to defend Taiwan, but he does not see China as an enemy. And that he's going to sell weapons to Taipei, but he's going to stick to the one-China policy. In China's eyes, those are serious contradictions.
Now, you mentioned the foreign ministry bringing in the U.S. ambassador to complain about arms sales to Taiwan. Was there more reaction to that initiative?
We heard directly from the foreign ministry for the first time what was told to Ambassador Preer, and that was, first of all, that the arms sale will have a damaging effect on Sino-U.S. relations, and most in particular, it'll have a damage on work between the two countries in the area of non-proliferation of weapons. Now, this is an area which the U.S. and China have recently found common ground on, and it looks like this may be unraveled, particularly in China's pledges not to sell cruise missiles and nuclear technology to countries such as Iran and Pakistan. How China eventually responds will depend not just on the arms sales, but now on a host of grievances it has. The EP3 spy plane incident, the visa to ex-Taiwanese President Lee Teng-hui, as well as the arms sales and Bush's remarks. So when the response comes, it will probably take into effect more than one incident here.
Reporter Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.